set that.
Yes, please.
See if you can get Ralph Dungan wherever he is.
All right, sir.
I talked to her, Mr. President, and I talked also to Crockett about sending out the thing tonight. She's all right. She's on, as you know. Now, there's one problem. We did a file check on her, an agency file check, and that is coming over from the department. I haven't had a chance to review it, but I think it ought to be reviewed on the basis of what Crockett told me that's in it. It was coming over tonight just as I left the office. I was going to check it later this evening.
Hearing it's up there where Walter get it? What's wrong? Didn't see anything wrong?
Yeah, well, yes, I'll get it to Walter.
All right.
I'll have it sent to Walter immediately.
All right, he's in my office. Now, what? Is somebody in your office now?
No, but I can get somebody there.
What does it indicate?
Well, he didn't discuss it over the phone, Mr. President. I guess there's one thing she made some sort of, they wouldn't, down in Dallas, they wouldn't show some of her husband's stuff, and I guess she made some statements. There's nothing serious in it. The kind of stuff which might be
down in Dallas. What's she doing in Dallas?
I guess they were doing some sort of an exhibition of art in which some of her husband's stuff was being displayed.
And she wouldn't do what?
Well, she made some sort of a statement. They didn't. This was a patriotic group down there that didn't want anybody's art displayed that had a communist tinge. The way I understand it.
Well, I don't blame her.
I don't either. I don't think she has. From what Crockett's quick reading of it, he had just gotten it when I talked to him, right after I talked to her. I had a difficult time getting her today. Didn't get her till late afternoon.
How did our Latin American meeting go?
I think that went very... Oh, you mean over at the...
No, I mean with our business.
Oh, first rate. First rate.
Were they pleased?
They were very pleased. John Moore, I think you've heard about, is the Grace guy. Tommy. Well, he came up to see me later. He's an old friend, and he was particularly impressed. And so was David Rockefeller, and the others that I've talked to as they were going out were very pleased with it.
We might have overdone it, but I thought we ought to spend a good deal of time with those.
No, they're very important from other reasons in Latin America.
The stories all over town, you and Schlesinger are a disappointed man. I told him today that I didn't want to hear that anymore. Somebody cutting at you. I said, Schlesinger may be, but Dungan was ready to go as his assistant. He said, well, Dungan thinks he's not liberal enough.
After a goddamn lie.
So they're just cutting us up all over town. Did you see the Herald Tribune story on the White House?
I did see that.
Now,
that's a disgrace.
Yeah, but where's that? Who in the White House would do that to us?
I really can't imagine.
They don't know. You see, I counted the meetings. I've had 117 meetings and 188 conversations.
Oh, well, I know that. On the Panama situation.
But they just don't know it. And these people wouldn't be given it if they knew it. Now, I thought Kennedy's people would be loyal to me if I was loyal to them. I just don't understand.
I don't understand who's doing that. Frankly, I'm right here, and Rolly Evans was giving it to me on Panama tonight. And I said, listen, you just got it all wrong, you guys around town. He said, the president's, A, been on it. You see that Herald Tribune piece this morning? And I said he's been on it every goddamn minute until the wee hours of the morning, many, many times. And the position is absolutely sound. I don't know who the hell came out of that meeting, but I must say, both your Democratic and Republican people are passing an awful lot of stuff off that congressional briefing.
What are they saying?
Well, the Republicans said, this is Evans now telling me that the Republicans are saying the president sat there and just let it wobble all over the lot. Democrats are saying the president didn't have any kind of a position. What he was doing was briefing them on the Panamanian situation.
Well, we don't. I've always been told that you don't take positions before them. You just get their viewpoint and then consider it and take your action.
Exactly. But I'll tell you, look, they've given you a honeymoon, and now their knives are out. That's the story, and Why is Evans
particularly after us, though? I don't understand.
Oh, no, I don't think he's after you. He was just discussing the Panama situation. I don't think he's out after you. He's just fishing. That's what he's doing.
Well, now, what more could we do with Panama except give in to them?
Nothing. I think if
we said we'd meet them anywhere, talk about anything, anytime, as long as they want to, still ready to do it. But we're not going to let them write the ticket.
Yeah, they really don't want to talk. You remember that first communique where they said 2 or 3 months after?
Yeah, what's OAS do today?
OAS listened. The Panamanian made a fool of himself. He was quite extreme in his statements. And they adjourned until Tuesday without taking any vote or any action. So that I would say things are still going well there. And the only thing is that if the Panamanians up and walk out of the OAS to the UN, then I suspect the UN would just throw them right back to the OAS, having not exhausted their regional prerogatives.
Okay, my friend. Let's get that stuff to Walter as soon as you can.
Right away to Walter.
And he's down in my office.
All right, sir.